hey, I think we got a lot of things done. You know, mm-hmm. I was able to pass a bill that improved the timber harvest process in the federal forest. That's going to help jobs here in the UP.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very proud of my work on the Veteran Affairs Committee. You know, we stopped earmarks. You know, we did a lot of good things. There's a lot more to do. The job situation still is not good here in northern Michigan, and we got to continue to work on that, get some policies that will create jobs, and, you know, also try to get the gas prices down, too. We're trying to have the administration, you know, open up that Keystone Pipeline, get some drilling going here in this country. You know, gas prices are a big concern of people around here getting to work. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like another tax, you know, for the working people is the gas prices, so that's a big issue. And I'm very proud of my work on the Veterans Affairs Committee, working on improving the situation for our district's veterans. We have, you know, a lot of veterans here. Probably 14% of the population is veterans, and that's a big issue as well.
Especially in the Iron Mountain area.
Well, you know, we have the VA hospital there, which is mm-hmm. sort of the hub of the VA care in the Upper Peninsula. You know, we have the, you know, the community-based outreach clinics, so that's a big improvement over the patient's care. We've improved the van travel in the Upper Peninsula as well. So, you know, I've been pretty hopeful that that's going to continue to improve.
I got to ask you, did you get any sleep during your first term?
We sleep, but, you know, in Washington, it's fairly frustrating, you know what I mean? I never been in an office before. I never had a political job like this, but you know, it's very frustrating. And you know, I thought Washington was bad, but I didn't know how bad it was. You know, so there's a lot of reading to do. There's a lot of trying to understand things. It's you know, we've been trying to work across the aisle on some issues, and you know, I've got some allies on the Democrat side as well. So it's fairly frustrating, but you know, we're making steady progress, but we've got a ways to go.
No, I think that's the key. You know, you're making steady progress. And like you say, you were brand new at the job when you first came into it. And now you've pretty much got your feet wet.
Yeah, my feet are wet, that's for sure. I could use some waders rather than a hip.
I love the sense of humor. So what are your plans for your campaign as you go through it?
Well, it's just, you know, to emphasize the fact that, you know, I've been a physician up here in the Upper Peninsula for, you know, almost 30 years, and mm-hmm. you know, that we got a lot of issues with the healthcare law. People are concerned about the cost, you know, how it affects their liberty. This is the first time we've had to buy something. You know, the administration has forced people to buy something. There's a constitutional issue there. There's a lot more to do. There's a lot of things on the plate. You know, it's all about the jobs to me. Mm-hmm. We got to get some. You know, how can a business plan for the future for the next 5 years when, you know, we have difficulty to get the Senate to pass a bill that extends whatever for 2 months? I mean, we've been trying. We passed a budget in the House. Unfortunately, the Senate hasn't passed a budget in like 3 years. So in order for people to have some certainty as to what their taxes are going to be, what their health care costs are going to be, it's going to be very difficult for, you know, small business to plan and to be able to hire with some certainty.
So it sounds to me like you've had your sleeves rolled up, and you've got your sleeves rolled up, and where you were working pretty hard, I think it's going to get even harder as time goes on.
You know, that's why this election is so important. You know, I think we need to have some people that are keeping an eye on the administration, trying to promote policies that will, you know, improve the business climate. You know, I want people to have jobs. I want my children and grandchildren to be able to live here in northern Michigan like I've been able to live. You know, that's my concern, and that's why I ran for Congress in the first place. I was just unhappy with the way Washington was working, spending trillions of dollars that they don't have, you know, on a bill they didn't read. You know, I've been reading the legislation. I think I understand it. And I've been voting in a way I think that the majority of the people of the first district would want me to vote. So I want to continue to do that for a while.